Good morning, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time. Our history, you're our historian on 4BU, and that's what we're going to be talking about in a few moments' time. But just something out of last week, you've got some news.
I know. Somebody contacted me. We talked about a champion pillow fighter from Bundaberg.
Yep.
And I found out from Danny Carswell that Kevin Wood won the Australian pillow fight title in 1961, life-saving. And that year, he was the only Queenslander to win an Australian title.
Well, there we go. So thank you very much for... What was the gentleman's name?
That was Danny Carswell, who's a stalwart in the life-saving club.
Thank you very much for that information, Danny. So let's turn our attention to this week, Angela. You want to talk about 4BU because it all seems to come back here for some reason.
It does, and I wanted to get you up to speed because you've come to Bundaberg, you've come to the station, so I think it's important for you to know all about it.
Well, the floor is yours.
Okay, well, the idea for the station, 4BU, was hatched on the green at the Bundaberg Bowls Club. And the members that day had quite a windfall because as years passed, that idea became quite a gold mine for them. The station's first home was in Bourbon Street.
Yep.
And that was between the School of Arts and the then Fire Brigade, which was next to Bus Park. Now, there were some early setbacks, Daniel. I don't know if you know that the mast for the wireless is on Bagara Road near the Bernard Heads roundabout.
Yep.
When they were constructing that, it fell over twice during construction.
Uh-oh.
Two men had very lucky escapes. But the third time, they raised the mast to 140 feet.
Right.
And it's got a little cottage beside it, which was the caretaker's cottage. But 4BU exploded onto the airwaves on the 19th of December, 1935, when the clock provided by A.J. Ritchie struck 8.
Ah.
And at the end of the official part of the evening, refreshments were served by Mrs. McRobbie and her staff from McRobbie's Cafe. Now, that's another story to tell you down the line, Daniel, because we had a lot of cafes in Bundaberg, and you need to know about them too. Back to 4BU, I spoke to Ian Gibson, who was a child in the 40s, and he recalled listening every night to a program called Search for the Golden Boomerang.
Okay.
Glenys Evans mentioned Hagen Circus, and a program called Green Bottle, which was about a little boy who did everything wrong.
Sounds like me.
And I'd really love... I don't believe that. I'd really love to hear from people with their recollections about their favourite radio program.
Yep.
But one thing which was law in every house was that when the news came on, you had to be silent. And I think we've all been shushed by our parents when we spoke when the news was on.
Very true, very true. And it still happens to this day.
Yes. Glenys Evans said that when the war finished in 1945, she was very relieved because she thought that was the end of news bulletins because that's all the news was ever about.
Wow.
So she was relieved, thought it was the end of the news from there on after.
Yep.
But the radio was then and still is an institution in people's lives. And my sister says that she and my brother wore a hole in the carpet in front of the radio because they sat in the same spot every night listening to their radio plays.
Angela Lathouris, our history 4BU historian, joins us. We're talking about 4BU. So obviously, you know, as time progressed, become bigger and bigger and bigger, but it still is an institution to this day. And I'm not just saying that because I work for the station. It's the amazing communities feel that we have with this particular station, and a lot of people still listen to us.
Sure is. 86 years old.
What were your memories? Daniel, now, what are your memories of it?
Well, my own memories are of, because I'm a young'un compared to the people I've been talking to, but my own memories are sitting next to the radio waiting for a get well call. If you stayed home sick from school, you know, your mum had raced down to the station, fill out a little form at the front desk, and they'd say, here's a call to Angela Lathouris, who's home sick, you know, with a cold today.
Wow.
And it was, they seemed to have about two songs that they used to play for kids. One was the Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Okay.
And the other one was Shirley Temple singing The Good Ship Lollipop.
Oh, you're going to sing a little bit for us?
I don't know about that.
Trust me, my voice is not the best. Shirley Temple, beautiful voice.
Yes. Mm. Now, I want to tell you about those early days.
Please do.
Behind the 4BU studio when it was in Bourbong Street was what they called the 4BU Auditorium. That sounds very grand. But in fact, it was a couple of Air Force huts that had been brought in from the airport. And in the 40s, on a Saturday morning, they had the Peters Powell Club. They had their own song. And Lex Rowland remembers that song, and he sang it for me just last week. If you were a member, you got a badge. Mm-hmm. And Glenys Evans still has her badge, and she sent us that photo, which I shared with you, Daniel.
Yes, indeed, which we put up on our Facebook page. What a glorious pin.
I know. They would have a talent show for kids on a Saturday morning. And this is amazing. I found an article from 1942 that described a hard-fought local final of a spelling bee in the 4BU auditorium. Morgana Hay, Robert Whittaker and 8 others battled to represent Bundaberg in the Brisbane Telegraph spelling bee. Now, I want to tell you about Del Taylor, who worked for 4BU for 5 years in the late 50s. And she worked there when the station moved from Bourbon Street to its purpose-built premises in Woongarra Street.
Yep.
It was, and still is, a beautiful, stylish building, beautiful windows from floor to ceiling, and a magnificent staircase. And that building was designed by the architect Stuart Mann, who also designed the Fire Brigade building in Woongarra Street and the Physics Centre as it was originally.
Right.
Now, I want to get on to the announcers, as we called them in those days. And just as they do now, they had a very high profile. And one that people will remember was David Hawkes. And he had an April Fool's Day joke that went wrong.
Uh-oh.
I know. He made an early morning announcement, there'd been rain overnight, that Kennedy Bridge was cut. And all the workers who rode their bikes to Milliken Mill heard that while they were having their breakfast, and they rode right around to the bywash where David Hawkes had erected a sign saying, April Fool's Day, you know, gotcha.
Yep.
Unfortunately, what had happened was that the bywash was underwater, so those people had to ride their bikes via the Cape to get to Milliken. Anyway, they weren't too happy when they found out that there was, you know, there was no water over Kennedy Bridge, and so the joke was on him.
Yeah, fair enough too.
Yeah. Anyway, as I said before, there was the hospital hour,
yep.
And people will know the name Thelma Stay because for years and years she did 4BU's hospital hour every afternoon, and she sent Cheerios out to people who were in hospital, and she sent kisses out over the airwaves.
Lovely.
Yeah, I know. Now, the last two people I want to mention are Dennis Carswell and Keith Pullman. Dennis Carswell did the report on sport on Saturday morning, and that was an absolute institution in Bundaberg.
Mm-hmm.
He gave all the reports for all the sport during the week and what was coming up, and then he and Keith talked about fishing. So I think radio's changed quite a bit.
Certainly has over the years, for sure. And that's a very, very in-depth look at 4BU. And really appreciate you going us down memory lane for right back where it started, Angela. And there's not much more I can add.
No, but that's like the first 50, or we're into the second 50 years of 4BU now. So I'm glad to be able to share that history with you and get you up to speed.
No, I really do appreciate it. Angela Lathouris, tell us about your Facebook page, Bundaberg Our History.
Bundaberg Our History, yes, it's just recording local history, things that, you know, local people remember and are interested in. There's some things on there about 4BU now if people would like to go and have a look.
Well, you can find it all on Facebook. Angela Lathouris, the 4BU historian, talking about our history. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Daniel.
It's 1332 4BU.